Harley Johnson of Johnson's Building Supply and Construction spoke during Tuesday's city council meeting in favor of a local bidder's preference for city contracts. In his research, he found there are many communities in the state that have local preference. He said the language was there to help the local businesses obtain not only contract bids, but supply bids also.
So it just doesn't benefit a certain group. It benefits a lot of businesses in the community. If they're bidding outboard motors or Honda generators or hardware or building materials or contracts, it gives the local businesses who are paying their property taxes, their sales tax, and not only just property tax on their businesses, but property taxes from their homes, and that support the infrastructure that we have here for you, the city. So I don't think I'm asking for a lot.
In February, a letter and petition with 16 signatures was presented to the City Council. It proposed a revision to City Code to adopt language regarding a local bidder preference award. It says a contract for the purchase of supplies, materials, equipment, or contractual services, the amount of which is more than $10,000, shall be awarded to a local bidder if its bid is no more than 5% higher than the lowest bid from a non-local. This preference would apply unless it was against federal or state regulation. Johnson gave an example of when he's lost a contract due to a local preference.
I know there are many communities in the state that have it, and there are times they use it and they don't use it. And I've been opposed on a bid or two when they have used it. And one was in Ketchikan where I bid some treated materials and the bid went to a local bidder in Ketchikan, and they had a 5%, which helped them.
Finance Director Jeff J. Bush did research and found that in the southeast cities and boroughs of Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Haines, there was some kind of local bidder preference which ranged from 3% to 10%, depending on the circumstance. He also found that giving a bid preference when federal funding is involved is most often not allowed. City Manager Bob Pernella remarked that this wouldn't always be a problem.
It's true that most of the contracts we've had since I've been here one way or another, completely federal, have a lot of federal money in. But there are some, you know, the school bids, for example, there's no federal money here that I can find. So there are things. And the federal government keeps going the way it is, we won't have to worry about any federal money.
Councilmember Paul Southland said he supported the concept of a local bidder preference and made a motion to instruct city staff to develop an appropriate ordinance.
I'm personally in favor of some form of a local bidder preference, specifically because we have two communities that are very near to us that our local contractors are going to be competing against and with, and they're facing those preferences in Petersburg and Ketchikan. So I think in the interest of fairness, it's something that I'm going to be in favor of.
The council unanimously passed the motion. They should be seeing a draft ordinance on local bidder preference in an upcoming meeting. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.